when you see it, you kind of take a breath and you go, oh my Lord. And I suppose the best way to describe it is it's like a devil's body with a horse's head stuck on top of it.
And that's the literal description, but how does it make you feel? How does the prospect of this standing in a fairly prominent spot in Ennis Diamond sit with you?
Well, the whole Pooka side of it, I suppose there's lots of negative connotations associated with a Pooka. The fact that it's something to be feared, and you'd often hear as children to beware the Pooka. Some people might say, sure, it's only pishogs or superstitions, but people genuinely believe in these superstitions, and in rural communities particularly, like on May Day, for example, most front doors in Ennis Diamond had maybow hanging to ward off evil spirits.
Mm.
You know, so these superstitions are alive and well.
They carry weight still.
Yes, yes.
And is that why you object to it?
It was really the whole negative side of a Pooka, that it is something to be feared, that it's dark, it's black, it's a little bit scary. It just does not scream Fáilte, Tinnis Diamond, you know. And that was what the brief was to entice people in, something that can be seen from a distance, and to welcome people in, to showcase what Ennis Diamond has to offer. It just doesn't do that.
A lot of people that I've spoken with who've seen it, they object to it for a different reason. They just think it's ugly.
Well, there is that.
Art is in the eye of the beholder. I apologise to the designer if they take offence to that, but that's the observation that I've received.
Yes, and a lot of people said that it in itself as a piece of art, that there's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't meet the brief. It doesn't suit Ennis Diamond. It doesn't reflect its history, its culture, its people. So it's just not relevant to the area.
When did you first hear about it, and in what way have you as a community now come together to try to oppose this?
So the very first was one morning I was in work and there was a group outside my window, and I was working so I couldn't go out. So the first chance I got, I went outside to see what was happening, and there was a group of people and there was an engineer from the council giving a brief, as it turned out, to artists, but they were recording it, so I couldn't ask questions. So I went around behind them and asked. Shane Talty was stepped away from the crowd, and he told me that there was a piece of art going in as part of this streetscape.
Oh, was this some and months ago?
This was, before Christmas.
Okay.
So it was, the weather wasn't bad, so it wasn't the height of winter. So,
fair enough. No, just to get a rough timeline, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they were getting the brief. So I just asked Shane, he told me what he knew, and then I went away, and then I went looking to see, could I find out what it was. So there was a brief shortly after that available online, and the video that was taken that morning was available online. And the brief was, they gave a background on Ennis Diamond, the culture, the market town, the history. And there was also another brief online that was done up by the Old Ennis Diamond Historical Society specific for this. And they went into more very specific detail on the exact location where the Pooka or the statue was to go. So to be honest, I wasn't worried about anything because the brief, both briefs were perfect.
Mm.
The Ennis Diamond Historical Society brief was really excellent. And I thought, well, they're telling them that they have to follow the brief. So I really wasn't thinking that something irrelevant would appear. So because I knew that was happening, I was keeping an eye on, there's lots of works going on outside. And you're constantly asking, what are you doing here? And do you know yet what's going there? And then there's a rumour, there's this happening. And so I just kept asking questions. So I eventually found out, I don't know, was it maybe 6 weeks ago, that the art piece had been chosen and that it was a Pooka, but I could not get to see this. So it was being kept under wraps, and it was the secrecy of it. It was never a good thing. So I went down to Shane in the post office and said, Shane, at this stage I'm kind of half demanding to see this because I've heard it's not nice and would like to see it. So Shane forward me on the picture, and here we are.
Indeed. And you're obviously making your views clear on this. I understand a petition has been launched, Ciara.
Yeah, so when I got the picture and the More Than You Say art is in the eye of the beholder, I went, oh my Lord, and then my second thought was, God, maybe people might think this is okay. So I went around just the immediate vicinity to the other business people and showed them and asked them, and they were all completely taken aback. So then I wanted to know then, who do we talk to, what do we do? And it was Murky actually suggested that I give Bill Slattery a ring. And I was talking to Bill, and Bill was very helpful, and he made some phone calls. And he came back to me and suggested that we send an objection into the senior engineer in Ennis Lyman, just to get this rolling. Now, because we were also told at the time that this thing was made, I've since heard that it may not be made, but there is a life-size, maybe a cast, there is something.
Yes.
So that if this was ready to go, so my fear was it could land Monday morning outside the door. So immediately then myself and Sandra McCormick off the rails, we got an objection letter together, and we went up and down the street that Saturday, and we collected 50 names. I've never wrote an objection before, but figured that would be enough to get the ball rolling. So we sent that in. And since I've had loads of people ringing me that they want to sign this petition. So it was just to get something in, to get the objection lodged, to slow this down.
Indeed.
Basically.
Have you had anybody, and just out of curiosity, has anybody said, actually, I like this, let's put it in there?
No.
No one?
No one.
So you want this to not happen. You're clearly not opposed to a piece of artwork. You're opposed to this piece of artwork.
Correct.
Yeah. And have you received any response from the council as of yet?
I haven't. And my understanding is that the council are really just facilitating this project, that the main drivers are the Arts Council. It's part of a grant that the town received from Fáilte Ireland, a tourism grant. And as part of that grant, that piece of art has to be installed. But it's more the Art Council's decision as to what goes in.
Okay, but we'll get on to them. So, and we'll try and find out some more details, because we're still in that situation ourselves, looking to find out more. Do you know how big the statue is meant to be?
I think I'm not certain, but I think the statue itself is about 6 foot, and then there's a plinth, and I don't know how high the plinth is.
The plinth is quite sizable. It's not going to be a few inches, so it's going to be a big piece of art if and when it is to be installed. And do you have any indication as to when it may land or when it may be installed or what the plan is?
No, it's part of this streetscape. Now, the works that are going on, as far as I understand, are going to take some months to be completed. So it could have been at any stage during this streetscape project. So, no.
Okay.
I'd be just hoping that the objection is going to be heeded, and that there'll be a pause until there's time for discussion.
And that was exactly my final question. You say you hope that you'll be listened to. Are you optimistic and confident, given the levels of opposition that this has received, that there may be a rethink?
When I was writing the objection letter, I really wasn't sure, but since, and with the amount of support that this not going in has gotten over the weekend, I'd be very surprised if it did go ahead.
That's Ciara Fahey. She's in Ennis Diamond. We spoke shortly before coming on air. We did invite Clare County Council to put forward a representative on this programme this morning. We sent that invitation on Friday. We received a message just as we were coming on air this morning to say nobody's available today. The invitation has been reissued for tomorrow. Ennis Diamond Fianna Fáil Councillor Shane Talty is on the line, however. Shane, good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. What do you make of this statue?
Thanks, Gavin. Look, it's irrelevant what I make of the statue, I suppose, Gavin. It is a piece of art, and it's entirely subjective, and it's open to anyone to interpret it. I think, in fairness to Ciara there, she's given a very good description of, you know, where we are at the moment.
Do you think it's sitting in with the character of the town?
No, I don't, Gavin, I don't. But, I mean, just in terms of where the process to this point, I suppose the first, Ciara's right, I suppose I was on site there back, I think it was in October time, on a morning when the engineers effectively gave the brief to members of the artist community. I more there out of curiosity than any particular role. It was just an artist told me that it was on that morning and was I going to it. So yeah, I just strolled along and listened in on the brief that was given. And as Ciara said, it seemed very much in keeping with the town. I heard nothing further from it from that point, which would have been October, November, right through until, as Ciara said, she contacted me to know what did I know about it. I think it's about just over 2 weeks ago when that happened.
Okay.
And at that point, I made inquiries within the council and eventually got a photograph of the proposed structure. And as Ciara said, I sent that on to her at that stage, which is about 2 weeks ago. So since then, I suppose we've been, you know, taking soundings. It has been floating around and circulating in the community since then. And, you know, in general, the feedback has been negative, overwhelmingly negative. You've seen over the weekend on all over social media, you know, the vast majority of comments have been negative. Mm. As I say, it's subjective, it's irrelevant what I think of it, but that's the feedback from the community, is that they're not happy with it. And I suppose that sentiment now will have to be heeded and heard and listened to. I mean, there's a problem, I suppose, with process here again, that's, you know, it was left so late that before any public members of the public or even public representatives were consulted or offered an opportunity to input into the decision.
After speaking with Ciara this morning and she mentioned the brief, I went hunting and I found the written version of it. And it does state that as part of a procedure and selection panel, that there would be four members thereof. One of them would be a community representative. I take it that's not you. And do you know who it was?
I don't, Kevin, to be honest.
Okay.
I know of one or two members that were on that from staff in the council. I'm not sure what the full panel was.
Yeah, there was to be a member of a project team, there was to be an artistic advisor / independent artist, and it would be chaired by a representative of the council's arts office.
Yeah, so look, who those members are, I don't know. I'm told that there was, following the brief being released, there was 19 submissions received, 19 different proposals, and that's unanimous. That the unanimous verdict of the judging panel was that this was the best. Now, I haven't seen any of the other 18, but I suppose, you know, just because it's the best of a bad lot, that doesn't make it the right one for Innes Diamond. I did speak over the weekend with my councillor colleagues, I suppose, and with all of the view that obviously, as Ciara said, this needs to be paused and reconsidered. I spoke with the area engineer yesterday on it, and that kind of language was used: reconsider, pause. You know, we need to look at this,
sure.
I suppose, both from a process point of view and what is it in terms of what fits for the town. The project, as Ciara said, is funded through Fáilte Ireland under this destination tourism project. And I looked on the Fáilte Ireland website at the weekend, and that talks about upgrading town infrastructure to make it more pleasing and more welcoming for visitors. But I suppose our first duty is to our own community and residents, and, you know, a piece of art that makes them take pride and ownership in it, I think, is what's most important.
Okay. Do you think it will be good for visitors?
Look, as I say, Kevin, perhaps visitors would love it. I don't know. But the overwhelming reaction has been negative. And you know, that's the first straw poll we have taken over the weekend, and it's quite obvious what the verdict is on it. You know, it's not for me to dismiss a piece of art or an artist's work. It's open entirely to interpretation, but, you know, obviously it as you've described it fairly well yourself earlier on, it's at best it's strange, you know, at worst then you're into the kind of description that Ciara gives it to us.
Pretty, and many others as well. I should say, I actually don't know who the artist is. If that person is listening,
I'd love their
thinking.
Yeah, they're not from within the county, I'm told.
Okay.
They have put a story around it in terms of the horse element of the horse is the link. Is the interior supposed to be the link to the town and the horse fairs? But it's fairly tentative link, really. The idea was that the Pooka, again, it's a Celtic myth figure. It can be good and bad. The story behind this was that it would be good, but I mean, obviously, so that's open interpretation. If others feel that it's more associated with negative Indeed. Then that's their right.
Can I just ask you then finally, you'd say now that in your eyes this process needs to be paused and perhaps the project at hand need to be reconsidered. Going back to that written brief that I saw this morning, I noted that the deadline, which I presume was met to inform the artists that they were successful, was to be the end of 2020, the end of December. So obviously a number of months have passed since then, and one presumes that the successful bidder has been working on this project and developing the statue over that period of time. Can this be paused and reconsidered?
It can, of course, Kevin. It's not in place, so you know it doesn't have to be foisted in. There doesn't have to be a piece of work put in. But we need to just reconsider that there's no point whatsoever in a local authority coming along and trying to install a piece of work that clearly is going to be met with such resentment. So that's, you know, as far as I can see, that's the line is drawn on that, and I can't see it going forward. So then the question then is, you know, where do we go from there? Do we revisit and go, you know, revisit the brief and put it back out there and look for alternative submissions, you know, or do we let a period of time elapse? I mean, there's numerous suggestions over the weekend of what might be more in keeping with the town. And again, you know, they're all opinions and they're all valid. And whether we want to, you know, put an alternative process in place to find a proposal from within the town and maybe go and get that commissioned rather than putting a wide open brief out to the art community and asking them to dream it up. Maybe we get the locals to decide and then find an artist to deliver it.
Just a final one then. I realise I said that before the last question, but I note from the brief, and a lot of people are obviously asking about the cost this morning, there's an indicative budget of €30,000 that's been placed on this particular statue. I understand, because a lot of people are saying put the money into toilets, put the money into playgrounds. I understand that as part of this type of work, and I don't know if you can confirm this, Councillor Telty, that there, because of the scale of the works and because, as you say, it's designed to make the town attractive to tourists, etc., that there is to be some artwork, and I believe there may even have to be some kind of artwork as part of it. Do you know if that's the case?
That's what I understand, Gavin. Yeah, it's a criteria of it's a national scheme, this Fáilte Ireland funding. It's a €500,000 upgrade for the town, and as part of that, it's a criteria that a lasting piece of artwork is installed in the town. You know, now how we move from that point to this piece of work is certainly open to debate and needs to be looked at. And again, it's. You know, it echoes other projects we've seen over the years, particularly in Innes Diamond, that, you know, big announcements or big decisions made without adequate consultation with the broader public and with local elected representatives, as I say, none of whom were aware up to 2 weeks ago what the successful item was. And at that point in time, I suppose we started to discuss it amongst ourselves, discuss it with the engineers, relayed the feedback. And I think the overwhelming groundswell of support over the weekend to oppose this can't be ignored, and only a fool would try and go against that.
Councillor Telty, appreciate you taking our call this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.